This episode of Growth Minded is brought to you by Magic Mind. I'm so excited for this collaboration with Magic Mind, as Forbes has dubbed Magic Mind as Silicon Valley's new morning elixir. For those looking to improve their morning routine, I'd highly recommend Magic Mind for focus, energy, and productivity. Recent studies revealed that procrastination has more to do with raised levels of stress than being lazy. Most people think coffee helps them with procrastination, when instead, coffee raises your cortisol levels, causing anxiety and stress, which in return brings more desire to procrastinate. The adaptogens inside Magic Mind help reduce your stress levels so that your productivity doesn't take a hit. During the hashtag 14 Days of Magic Challenge, for each 10,000 views, the hashtag 14 Days of Magic gets on social media, Magic Mind will donate $10 towards the reforestation of the Amazon rainforest. Each 1 million views brings in $1,000 towards donations. Please use the discount code GROWTH14. Again, that's GROWTH14 when visiting magicmind.co, and follow their Instagram at magicmind for more information. Hey, welcome to another episode of Growth Minded. So fall's in full swing. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. So gratitude is going to be the theme of today's episode. So kicking off that theme, I'll start with five things that I'm grateful for as we're going into Thanksgiving season here. So I would say first, the relationships that I have in my life, whether it's with family, my girlfriend, or close friends and coworkers. So, if for example, I'm seeing my sister on Sunday, it'll be great to like reconnect with her again. And she always keeps me on my toes. So, I'm sure it'll be an adventure when I go see her. My girlfriend, we've been dating for like 2 months officially now, but we started talking back towards the beginning of the summer. I'm very lucky for her and just for all the things that she puts up with from my end. She does this thing where she spins her hair around, and I think that's pretty cute. And all my close friends, just being able to connect with you know, friends, whether that I've known them from when I was, you know, 5 years old or 10 years old or 15 or 20, high school, college, elementary school. Just whenever we get to reconnect, it's always special. And then coworkers, like the people I work with, I have a lot of respect for and appreciation towards as well. I work with a great team right now. And whenever I have any questions, they're always there to help me and assist. So just to sum up the relationships too, I would say just having a great, you know, father and mother too, who I look up to and who have taught me a lot about life and sacrifice and working hard and being passionate about what you do in life, being kind and genuine with your word. The list kind of goes on and on. So I just wanted to shout them out as well as we get into this episode. I would say another thing that I'm grateful for is being able to play basketball a few nights a week. One guy complimented me recently. He was saying, hey, like, you're not like the rest of these guys. Like, you're pretty good. You have you play differently than I've ever seen before. And that, you know, maybe that's going to inflate my ego a little bit if it hasn't already. But anytime I get to get in some runs, whether it's the Sunday league that I play in or at LA Fitness during the week, I'm grateful for that. And the evolution of my basketball game has been, I guess, an evolution to sum it up. Like, I remember when I first started playing, some people would call me like the White Mamba. That's a nickname for like Brian Scalabrine. He's like a role player in for the Boston Celtics. He's got, red hair like I do. And it's not always like a compliment. I mean, he was good. He's in the NBA, but it's like, all right, you're just picking him out because I look like the White Mamba, but I'll take it. He's got some good highlights on YouTube. And then a few years ago, some of the comparisons I would get on the court would be Gordon Hayward. That's pretty good. Gordon Hayward is, he might be a multiple time all-star. He's kind of like a slasher, a driver. He'll cut to the hoop. He can shoot a little bit. He can do a little bit of everything. So I thought that was a pretty nice comparison. And then recently, my buddy Beans said that I play like Luka Doncic, and that one definitely inflated my ego a whole lot. So for those of you who don't know basketball, like Gordon Hayward is an all-star. Luka Doncic is on another level. Like, he's an MVP candidate. He'll drop like 30 points a game, and he's really good. So I don't know how much bigger my ego can get, but anytime I get to play ball is a good time. Another thing that I'm grateful for would be just some fun plans coming up. So again, visiting my sister would be nice. I have a Friendsgiving next week with some of my close friends from high school. So shout out to Core. That'll be a good time. Obviously, Thanksgiving should be fun. It'll be the first Thanksgiving with my girlfriend Jill. She'll get to spend some time with my family, and then I'll probably get to go back to her place too, whether it's for more food or for dessert. So maybe get some games in there. I'm pretty nasty at Scattergories, so I would definitely enjoy a few games of that at some point. So Joe, if you're listening, I'm coming for you on Thanksgiving. That Scattergories game we played, a few weeks ago wasn't a fluke. It's the real deal. I'm the real deal at Scattergories. I'm the Luka Doncic of Scattergories if he played Scattergories. So yeah, should be a good time. We have a charity basketball game, the Honor Connor Classic in Metuchen, which is always a great event and a great turnout for the community. So that'll be an awesome time. And then a wedding in December. So should be pretty cool. Cool couple of weeks coming up. So that's only three things. COD Nights, I would say, getting the new Call of Duty again is great. I'm getting to reconnect with my buddies that I've known since elementary school, my brother as well, and some of his friends. And I had my first clutch in Search and Destroy in a few years, and my heart was racing. It was one on one, whoever, winner take all, and I ended up coming out on top. So for those of you who want to stream my Twitch, it's EdmasterJ12, so definitely check it out. And then I'm also grateful for like new things that I learned, just being able to learn new things over the last few weeks, read new stuff or get things sent to me. I'm very grateful for that stuff. Like right now I'm reading this book called Things You Can See When You Slow Down by Haman Sunim. And then I also just finished up Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a pretty good read too.